Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is the broadcast for April 28th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and our goal, steady as a rock, remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, where solutions are always on tap. Hope you're doing fantastic. Kirk Crosby with me. And Kurt, a fascinating little story. Again, the American Family Association just hitting it out of the park on a variety of issues. One, AFA.net/target signed the petition today. We're about at 1 million families standing up against this psychotic Target idea to just let men run into women's bathrooms. It's crazy. I don't find it that a bunch of women are trying to run into men's bathrooms, though. I wonder why that is. Just curious, you know. Secondly, though, the American Family Association, Kurt, in another article headline says this: AFA, or the American Family Association, exposes PayPal's hypocrisy with a full-page newspaper ad. So PayPal is basically attacking North Carolina because of their new bill about bathrooms, saying, hey, you know what, men go in men's bathrooms, and you gotta go into the bathroom that your gender on your birth certificate, in other words, they gotta match whatever your gender on your birth certificate is. That's the bathroom you gotta go in. North Carolina getting relentlessly attacked over this. PayPal, one of the big lead attack dogs, the Fortune 500 corporate world, absolutely going psychotic with their satanic agenda to deny God's male and female created to them idea. And so they took out a page, meaning the American Family Association, in the San Jose News, Kurt, exposing their hypocrisy, because PayPal was grown or created and functioned out of countries that are absolutely hostile to the gay agenda. And so on one hand, it's okay, but on the other hand, then they use their big profits to attack us. And anyway, they expose it in great detail in that article. The AFA doing a good job there. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention.
Yeah, I was reading that earlier because I saw it on the AFA.net site. And, you know, frankly, it makes me rethink my exposure, if you will, to PayPal. I looked up, as soon as I read that, I looked up Square, and I said, maybe I got to check with those guys, or I don't know. Do you have any recommendations for me on where to go? Because I basically need a solution when people are buying things from me, especially like the raw honey.
Yeah, the Square's a good idea. The problem with it all, Kurt, is right now, you know, we don't know enough about Square. We don't know where they stand on these issues. And so the problem is that you head from one company that's bad,
like,
to another that's
the
bad.
The frying pan into the fire.
Kind of, yeah. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't move or vote with your dollars. I always think that's a great idea, and we advocate for that big time. What I guess I'm saying is we need some organization. Again, this comes down to dollars and time and everything else. I know somebody would say, Sam, why don't you start another project? Folks, I start so many projects, I can't even handle it. Come on. We need some help here. I'm drowning. Come on. You know, I'm dying here. I'm dying here, right? Kind of an idea. Somebody needs to start a project that would let us know what are the family-friendly organizations that we should be supporting. The Give Me Liberty Fund is my attempt to do that. You know what? When people say, Sam, you ought to start something, my response is, already have. Go there, givemelibertyfund.com. Joyce Riley says, do business with the good guys, and boy, do we agree. That's why we promote the Power Mall, the Give Me Liberty Fund, et cetera. Kurt, the Give Me Liberty Fund could do just that, right?
It's a great point, Sam. And, you know, just think, ladies and gentlemen, the last time I checked, there were, you know, a little more than 30,000 unique visitors to our website monthly. Now, that's certainly not 300,000, but if each of those individuals simply put $1 in a month, you know, it would make it so, Sam would have time to maybe even do more projects. He might even find guys like Will Grigg and others that, you know, are excellent individuals that he could trust to, see and track down these all these projects you want us to work on, right, Sam?
You got that right. Oh, well, don't worry. I got plenty of time, plenty of bandwidth, plenty of availability. No problem, ladies and gentlemen. No, you know what? I just worked my guts out from dawn till dusk. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, I want to keep doing that.
All you do is do it from when you wake up to when you go to sleep.
And then I know it. I know it. It's crazy. All right. Anyway, good for AFA on that. Now, the cops are in the news, Kurt, down there in California.
Yeah.
And they found the 2,500-foot what?
Oh, yeah, this is a Liberty News Daily story, and I thought it was interesting. That's where I first saw it. And of course, it references another story somewhere else. But what was cool to learn, and, you'd think that somebody like Trump and a few others would really talk about this, or maybe Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck or something. But basically what we're talking about here is, big old long tunnel. And this tunnel basically goes from inside of Mexico clear over into California. And it comes up underneath a big, like a big garbage can, one of these big.
Yeah,
not
dumpster.
Just a can, but a big. Yeah, that's right. A dumpster. And this 2,500-foot drug tunnel, they call it. And now, why do they call it a drug tunnel? Well, it's because they found drugs in there. Huh. And they just moved this dumpster in this what they call Otay Mesa Commercial District, and they found this opening to this tunnel that ran, and estimated they say 2,500 feet, and they say with a terminus, that means where it ends, in a home in Tijuana, just across the border with Mexico. The U.S. end of the tunnel is merely a 3-foot hole, they say, covered by a dumpster and pallets. At a depth of 10 feet, the narrow passage is equipped with lights and ventilation system. I mean, it's got all the comforts of home down there, Sam. At the receiving end of the tunnel in Mexico, and I'm thinking, how do you know which end is receiving, which end is sending? But anyway.
Hold on. I can tell you how you know that. You ready? Let me just kind of articulate this so people understand. The receiving end is the end the money goes to. The the other end is the end the drugs go to. You got it?
Oh, okay. Oh, I get it. Okay. I was thinking we've been receiving those drugs, right into America from there, but anyway. All right. So this receiving end of the tunnel is there in Mexico.
The reason I say the receiving end is the control end is because you're dead if you don't make the receivers happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, they say it's got a commercial-sized elevator that can hold up to 10 people. Of course, they wouldn't be sending people through. They'd just be sending drugs.
That's why they have to have the ventilation system, because drugs need to breathe. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, good point. The discovery was part of, they say, an investigation that led to narcotics-related charges against 6 people, 1 U.S. citizen, 2 Cubans, and 3 Mexican nationals, kind of spreading things around there, really, because I'm sure there's only 6 guys involved in digging a 2,500-foot tunnel.
And putting the ventilation system in, and it goes on and on. But don't worry, they're not racist, though. They're from all cultures, Kurt.
No, I mean, this is fair. It's kind of mixing it around. And they say it was the longest ever discovered, this smuggling tunnel. Bottom line is, that's how one way to get things into America, Sam.
I guess so.
I guess they say agents seized $22 million worth of cocaine and $4.2 million worth of marijuana. Now, they say where we are is 500 yards north of the international border. This guy, Duffy, that's the U.S. attorney, U.S. attorney Laura Duffy.
I think the reason you got confused is she was probably in the wrong bathroom. She was just like running into the men's bathroom and stuff like that.
Well, I just figured a tough job like this.
Oh, it has to be a dude, yeah.
Now it just shows you my crazy way of thinking, I guess. But they say the complex tunnel, 874 yards in length, as long as 9 football fields. Now, let me help them on that. That wouldn't be 9. That'd just be a little short of 9 because a football field's 100 yards, you know, just in case you're wondering. They say it zigzags.
Hey, man, they got translation errors between the meters and the yards. Give them a break, Kurt. Come on.
Okay, all right. In the Tijuana home on the receiving of end of the tunnel, there's a commercial-grade elevator like we talked about. 6 people were arrested, you know, and all that it kind of goes around. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, tell me where else you heard this story.
Nowhere. I'm going to talk about another story that seems to be popular news, but not promoted news. We'll tell you about it. Has to do with a flash of light in the human race. I wonder if it's the same for the different colors of people, Kurt.
We'll talk about it, baby.
Amen.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about light as a fascinating topic. It's a scientific discovery. They've known about it for quite some time, I think, Kurt. They just didn't really want to back into it and admit it, but now they're being forced to admit it, in my humble opinion. I'm not really criticizing those who are doing their best here. I'm just saying it's fascinating that this hasn't been brought up earlier. It directly relates to the abortion debate, if you want my opinion, but I digress. The point is, Kurt.
Well, there you go, Sam. The headline reads, "Bright flash of light marks incredible moment. Life begins when sperm meets egg." Yeah. Now, the science editor, her name is Sarah Napton, And basically, she talks about how, this is, they call it an astonishing fireworks of what happens. I guess they were doing this in vitro or not in vivo. That means in the lab, basically, ladies and gentlemen. And they see the zinc that radiates out in a burst from each human egg. They say it was breathtaking. And it was an explosion of tiny sparks that erupt from the egg at the exact moment of conception.
Hey, Kurt.
Scientists, yeah.
So scientifically, they're saying what happens is when the sperm hits the egg, it releases calcium, it increases calcium, which then creates this release of zinc, which creates the spark. Now, have you ever heard the phrase spark of life, Kurt?
I think I have somewhere.
Yeah, and so they've known this for a long time, Kurt. They're just backing into tying it together in a human way, just so you know. And the abortion folks need to realize this is what happens. Now, they go on and they tell you that scientifically that's why the spark happens, because or the flash of light happens, whatever, because the calcium increases and it releases zinc, and voila, the spark occurs. Scientifically, that may be the case, but they're ignoring the God factor here, Kurt. Who's the author of light?
Point. Yeah, they don't want to really, scientists don't want to really bring that up, Sam. I mean, you know, you're supposed to be able to figure things out yourself. But the fact is, when they were doing this study, these researchers from Northwestern University in Chicago, they noticed that some of the eggs burn brighter than others. Yeah. And they say that.
Now, Kurt, that's
that
got to be white
more...
people. Since, you know, you're a white supremacist, you're naturally going to think white people's eggs burn brighter than everybody else's, right?
That's a good point. But they show.
Oh, you mean that's not true, huh? Okay.
They are more likely to produce a healthy baby.
You mean the bigger the spark, the more healthy?
I guess so.
The greater the flash of light, the more likely that it's a sound child.
Now here's some research that you're going to see in the future. Depending on the level of spark, a woman would choose a particular egg. You know, like, oh, that sparked kind of half spark, so I don't want that one. I don't want that embryo transferred to me. But it's crazy. But anyway, they say this discovery could help fertility doctors pick the best fertilized eggs to transfer during in vitro fertilization. They say it was remarkable. Yeah, Professor Teresa Woodruff, one of the study's two senior authors and an expert in ovarian biology there at Northwestern, she said, we discovered the zinc spark just 5 years ago in the mouse. So 5 years ago, they got it. And to see the zinc radiate out in a burst from each human egg was breathtaking. This means if you can look at the zinc spark at the time of fertilization, you will know immediately which eggs are the good ones to transfer in vitro fertilization. It's a way of sorting egg quality in a way we've never been able to assess before. All of biology starts at the time of fertilization, yet we know next to nothing about the events that occur in the human. There you go, Sam.
Well, all I can tell you is, you know what, now that science is starting to catch up to the truth is, you know what, there is the spark of life. There is the breath of life. There is multiple ways that we categorize a living human being. And I would simply submit to you this flash of light might very well represent the author of life, light, and the author of the creator of children, Kurt, the creator. And wow. I guess in a way we kind of accept a little bit the revolution or the evolutionary idea, in the sense that I guess it was a little bang produced by God to bring someone into the world, huh, Kurt?
Wow. Just imagine, you know.
But it rejects the denying of the creator, Kurt.
Yeah.
So there you have that.
The creator, the God of heaven, you know, what an amazing thing all this is, you know. It's pretty cool. Wow.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, what do you want to focus on next, Kurt?
It almost takes your breath away. You know, I guess to get back to, I guess you'd call it the real world. They do say now, Sam, that, you know, even the New York Post is agreeing that Donald Trump's going to amass the most primary votes in GOP history. This is for all
that's because, Carly Fiorina just released, none of the Republican people really want to vote for Donald. See, I mean, well, she's flat out lying in the media, Kurt. What do you mean most people don't want to vote for Donald? Now, I'm not for Donald. Nevertheless, most people are for Donald, Kurt. The proof is in the pudding. He's got more votes, more popular vote than by anybody. Well, what are they talking about?
That's right. You look at those numbers, and I do agree it's probably a mixture of, man, we can't let Hillary do that. But there's so many other factors.
And a mixture of what? Stick with your topic here.
Well,
mixture of what?
In other words,
Americans?
You've got the people that are scared about Hillary,
yeah.
The potential of having a Hillary.
Yeah.
Then you got the ones that are scared about their job.
I'm one of those.
You know, about the illegal immigration.
I'm one of those.
Then they're scared about their plant going overseas.
I'm one of those.
You know what I mean? So there's a mixture of those different things. You could call it a perfect storm. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But Trump is, they say he's roughly got 10.1 million votes. That's about 200,000 more than Romney had at this time. Than he got during the entire primary campaign. And the primaries ahead include populous states such as California, New Jersey, Indiana. You know, so that would bring his numbers.
And he's slated to win California too, right?
Well, I think he will. I at least based on everything I can see in this Republican, race, if you will.
I bet you Trump's not feeling like a woman, Kurt.
No, I don't think so.
Wow. Anyway, very fascinating.
Yeah.
There's a lot to discuss, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to kind of recap yesterday's broadcast really fast. We never got to do that because we had on our guest, Mike, last hour. Phenomenal interview, by the way. Not because I was great, but because she just did a phenomenal job hitting it out of the park. But yesterday's broadcast, we talked about the failing reality rate of the government education system in America today. 63% of high school graduating seniors are not prepared for math or reading on a collegiate level. The National Assessment of Educational Progress, also known as the, quote, Nation's Report Card, said that share was up from 61 and 62% respectively for 2013 studies. Educators and policymakers have long lamented that many seniors get diplomas even though they're not ready for college, careers, or the military. Bill Bouchard, he's executive director of the National Association the National Assessment Governing Board. He said, we're pleased that people are graduating at increased rates, but we're sad they don't know anything, is what he basically said. We also talked about New York judge said we're going to move forward with the Trump University fraud case. That was all in 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. We'll tell you about hour two of yesterday's show in seconds. And then a whole lot more news the networks refuse to use coming your way on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. The FBI is famously reticent to share details of its surveillance methods with the public, judges, and Congress. It has strict non-disclosure agreements with state and local law enforcement agencies. Documents obtained by USA Today show that the Bureau even withholds critical details from U.S. attorneys who collaborate in prosecutions using evidence obtained through high-tech surveillance. In a 2003 memo, an FBI supervisor ordered specially trained agents not to reveal bugging techniques to agents who might be compelled to discuss them in courtroom cross-examination, or to disclose them to federal prosecutors. The reason for this restriction, the supervisor explained, was that, quote, There have been several instances of assistant U.S. attorneys becoming familiar with our techniques, then resigning and becoming defense lawyers. There is also concern about retiring agents performing investigative work for defense counsel. Analyzing the memo, the computer news site TechDirt.com points out that the supervisor encouraged technically trained agents, or TTAs, to withhold key information from case agents in order to, quote, protect our trade craft. We need to protect how our equipment is concealed. This directive, explains TechDirt, encourages obfuscation and omission in federal courtrooms, which are acts that would be considered felonies by anyone other than federal agents. Hillary Clinton's army of paid social media activists staged a coordinated cyber attack on the Bernie Sanders campaign. At least 7 Sanders-related Facebook pages were taken down in reaction to a coordinated campaign to report them to Facebook's automated administrator for supposed violations of the social media network's user agreement. One common tactic, according to activists associated with the Sanders campaign, was for Hillary's followers to post inappropriate pornographic materials on a pro-Sanders site and then report the violation to Facebook. This unprecedented act of campaign cyber sabotage was carried out a week after Correct the Record, a pro-Hillary super PAC created by left-wing media activist David Brock, announced that it would spend $1 million on social media to battle the Sanders campaign's dominance. A tsunami force outpouring of outraged customer feedback prompted the retail chain Target to abandon its announced plans for gender-integrated restroom facilities at its stores. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, News the Networks refused to use. So we're talking about yesterday's broadcast. We talk about Trump gained huge wins Tuesday night in 5 state primaries: Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Donald says, I'm so honored. This was, to me, our biggest night. Trump, I consider myself the presumptive nominee. Gingrich is now predicting, that's good old Newt Gingrich predicting, that Trump will have enough delegates for GOP convention. He says, get over it, establishment, forget it. Trump's already got it. Donald Trump already surpasses Mitt Romney's 2012 GOP primary. I guess the latest statistics are by a couple of 100,000 votes and growing. The question becomes, is Cruz on the ropes? Cruz, in desperation, says Trump, and I think he's right, picks Carly Fiorina as his vice presidential running mate. We talked about the boycotting of the boycotting of the Target. We talk about Donald Trump advises Bernie Sanders to run as an independent, ABC News. But I don't think we need an independent running. We've already got a third-party ticket on the Constitution Party. You got Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley running there. We also talked about the State Department admits concealing key Hillary emails on Benghazi. So even the State Department participates in the fraud and the deception and the cover-up. Where's the accountability, ladies and gentlemen? Sugar can cause brain damage, claims scientists. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, you know, they did say at least if you're subject to the sugar that you can always, you know, use some salmon. I think basically they're talking about the good things, the omega-3s and the salmon to offset the harm done to you by the sugar. But you know, it's cool to know that there are good things that you can eat and that you can avoid brain damage, if you will, and other things by doing the good stuff, huh, Sam?
Yeah, I guess I'm just brain damaged, Kurt. You know?
Well, I think all of us are in certain levels. You kind of wonder. I mean, you've heard those stories about, what was it, Edison, or maybe it was Einstein, and they said he only used, what was it, 6% or 5% or 10% of his brain or whatever. And you kind of just wonder what we could do, each individual, if we really, you know, kind of, I guess you could say, went for the gold, or, you know, did all we could to take good care of our bodies and our brains included, et cetera. You know, it's pretty cool thinking about that and knowing that there are good things that we can use and, you know, like, for example, raw honey or so many other good things to eat and, you know, utilize.
Yeah, we got to do a study now to find out if raw honey gives you brain damage, you know.
I could tell you right off that raw honey doesn't give you brain damage. You know?
All right. If they had flawed studies, Kurt, it might show that it did.
Yeah, well, that's true. Especially the sugar companies could promote that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, what do you think, though, about the absolute startling number of stories we cover on Liberty Roundtable with constitutional, God, family, and country-based worldview commentary and more on a daily basis, Curtis? Just shocking the amount of news we produce, the amount of news we provide, direction regarding solutions and more on. I'm telling you, it's startling in my mind when I look at what we cover.
Yeah, and you brought up one of them was the big story that Cruz is going to focus on Indiana now. It's saying that that's the I guess you could say the last place for him to stop Trump from getting the 1237 votes or whatever it is, the delegates that he'd need to become the, you know, undeclared or the declared nominee. But I guess there were a couple of things from Indiana that were a little problems for Cruz. Did you hear about them?
No. Uh-uh.
Well, you had one case where Bobby Knight, you ever heard of him?
No.
Bobby Knight was a former Indiana University basketball coach. He's pretty famous because he threw a chair out onto the floor. Besides that, he was a great coach, you know, in my opinion. He just was a little bit more involved in the game than he should have been at that particular moment when he threw the chair onto the floor. But he's pretty much a hero in Indiana. And he came out and called Donald Trump at one of the big Trump rallies in Indianapolis. He called Donald Trump the most prepared man in history to step in as president of the United States. I'm not going to agree with that. I mean, I would choose somebody like George Washington, Ron Paul, I mean, Thomas Jefferson. Those are the kind of guys that, you know, at least to me, come to mind when it comes to, you know, an ideal president. But another thing is, I guess Cruz was asked about the game of basketball or something. Anyway, I guess he messed up and he called the hoop, you know, the basket, he called it a, let's see, what's the term? I was just looking up. Something like a circle or something like that instead of a hoop.
Who did this?
Cruz.
That's unforgivable, you know, Kurt. That's kind of like, you know, what was that one guy not able to spell back in the day, Kurt? Was that?
Yeah, that was old, let's see, the potato guy.
Yeah, he couldn't spell Quayle. Potato. Dan Quayle.
Yeah,
couldn't spell tater. Poor Dan.
Yeah.
And poor Ted can't, he doesn't know that it's a circle. The circle's out there where you stand, right, Kurt?
Yeah, but I'm trying to read the exact part of it here in Decider.com. They've got it.
But you know what, Kurt? I'm going to defend Cruz here and say, you know what? I don't give a rip what they say. If you are in the media in front of the cameras all the time, you're bound to forget a word for something and say something. I mean, they're bound to catch you in these things. And to bring them up is just foolish. It's unkind. It's unnecessary. Everyone has a slip of the tongue. You know what? I guarantee you, if you go to Ted Cruz and say, you know what that thing up there is called? He wouldn't go, it's a circle. I guarantee he knows, Kurt. This is just absurd to even focus on this.
Oh, he called it a basketball ring. So it wasn't a circle. Sorry, I just knew it was.
All right. Either way, I'm just saying
the rim, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. So,
all right.
Those are a little bit of that's the normal kind of stuff that big hosts are going to talk about, you know, stuff like that. I mean, you know, that's so valuable.
The Constitution parties, presidential and vice presidential nominees, deliver their acceptance speeches at the Constitution Party's nominating convention in Utah. They just got that done, Kurt. Daryl Castle for president, Scott Bradley for vice president.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have somebody you feel like you can vote for and not have to hold your nose. You know what I mean? You know, last hour we talked with the lady from AFA.net, and she brought up this whole transgender thing. And so since then, I was just doing a little study about it, you know, where they say, according, like if you put in how many transgenders are there in America, then it'll say something like 700,000. They say it's on the abcnews.go.com site. You know, it's what they cite there. They talk about experts that say that. So they say if you're in a high school of 2,000 kids, you're probably going to have somewhere between 2 and 4 trans kids in that school at any one time.
And now my question would be, how many of those are really trans kids by what they would claim by nature versus how many are just following the latest media-manipulated trends, et cetera, et cetera? In other words, how much of this – because I'm submitting to you, Kurt, that 20 years ago people didn't even know what that term meant, my friend. And then what they've done is they've catapulted this into mainstream discussion points by their sinister agenda.
That's a great point, Sam. And you take God out of the mix. You take God out of the classroom and out of the schools. You take the Ten Commandments about, basically relationships outside of husband and wife relationships are against God's law. You take that out of the picture and then, you know, you shouldn't be surprised where we come. But I challenge this, you know, whole deal, because I don't believe it's really the case, although, you know, I'm not really for going out and trying to figure it out. What I'd like to see is talk about solutions, and we just mentioned them. They used to bring up the fact that it's supposed to be man-woman relationships is what God talks about, God suggests and recommends, not all this weird other stuff going on in the world today.
All right. Gender up for grabs, they claim. It's a lie. Don't believe the lie. The question is, can I be a black female? Can I just do that? I wouldn't want to, but I'm just curious. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. So, Kurt, I found that I got an interesting email. And it talks about Ted Cruz getting death threats now. And I reject death threats against anyone. However, what I find fascinating is Ted wasn't too worried about it when it was Cruz. Ted wasn't too worried about it when it was Trump getting death threats. But now that Cruz is getting death threats, then he's kind of thinking he's got to tell us about it, Kurt. And it's a big concern. Now, I would be equally concerned about death threats against anyone, Kurt. Now, if they said there's death threats against Hillary or Barack or Bernie Sanders, I disagree with them absolutely on the issues. But I would be just as concerned about death threats against them also. I reject death threats of any kind. So Ted Cruz emails me with a headline that says, "Death threats received." First line, Cruz for president. Sam, violent rallies, verbal assaults, social media intimidation, personal harassment. Now death threats. Vote Trump or else Roger Stone threatens angry Trump fans to visit delegate hotel rooms. Delegates face death threats from Trump supporters, writes Politico. Remember, those are the guys that were forced to print a retraction for lying about me. All right, Kurt. You want to respond to this?
Oh, so what you're saying is that all lives matter, Sam?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Absolutely, sir.
So, you know, whether it's...
Even the transgenders you spoke about in the last segment, Kurt, they're God's children, even though I believe they're personally very confused about their nature and about who they are. That's just my humble opinion to which I'm entitled. But I would be against death threats for them also, Kurt, equally so.
Wow. Huh. There you go, Sam. That's amazing, huh?
Now, Ted Cruz said that's why I've asked my campaign to establish a delegate defense fund, Kurt. And I'm asking you, Sam, to help me fund it. I knew you would, Ted. I knew you'd beg me for money. It didn't even take you more than a few sentences, huh? So contribute, Sam, to the delegate defense fund today. Here's the simple truth. Instead of playing by the rules, Donald Trump and his allies have decided that their best path to power is to intimidate opponents and harass our delegates. Now, let me just stop there. And who was violating the rules and who was kind of manipulating the delegate count in the circumstances? Kurt, was it Cruz or was it Trump?
That's a Good question, Sam. It seemed like it's, you know, that there's a little bit to go around both sides. But the way I remember it, you know, Cruz was, quote, playing the game a little better. He had the insider boys helping him and that kind of thing. Is that the way you remember it?
Yes, I also remember the shenanigans that went on against Ben Carson and others. You wonder why Ben Carson joined Trump. You know, it was Ted Cruz that ran around and said, oh, he's out, he's gone, just because he went home to get a change of clothes and say hi to his wife for a little bit or whatever. I don't know what he did. I'm just telling you. It was absolutely manipulated. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't one time. It was many times, Kurt.
And it was interesting to me when you ran that story down. Where it really started was CNN, but the Cruz guys, you know, the insiders, I don't know that it was really Cruz himself, but, you know, some of his campaign people, they're the ones that, you know, kind of pushed it. And, you know, I understand if the reason they would do that. I mean, they'd love to have their competition gone because that would mean they could pick up some more votes. And I think that happened in that particular state. I'm trying to remember which one it was. You know, this kind of stuff is pretty much standard practice when it comes to politics, sadly to say, Sam. It's just kind of...
Well, it depends on who's running, because if I was running, which I refuse to run, but if I was, there wouldn't be death threats, Kurt.
Good point.
In fact, in my humble opinion, Ted and the Donald should both come out and reject death threats publicly, unequivocally so.
That's a great idea.
As I have done, Kurt. So again, this is Solutions Radio. I lead by example. I'm telling you, I unequivocally reject death threats of any kind to anyone for any reason.
Huh. Imagine that, Sam.
Ooh. Okay, now, I'm not saying there's not exceptions. For example, you know what, if I'm defending my own life against somebody, you know, or if I'm in wartime or something, I'm not saying there's not an exception. But as a whole, you know, we don't need to run around with death threats to anybody. I reject it.
Yeah, good thinking.
Now, I want to point this out, too, that I find fascinating about this.
Yeah.
Delegates face death threats from Trump supporters Politico. Now, do you even believe that's true, Kurt?
Well, as far as I know, Politico is a big fan. You know, the folks there are big fans of the liberals, you know, even more liberals than most Republicans, and that would mean the Hillary types or whatever. So I think they want to stir up trouble that way. But, you know, there
I don't believe it's true at all for 2 seconds, Kurt. You want me to tell you why?
Sure.
Delegates have names and positions. In other words, they're absolutely identifiable. Okay, it's not like it's random and you don't know who's who. If a delegate makes a threat, it's like, all right, look, you know, I'm not even going to say a name. I don't want it to be somebody's real name, throw them under the bus. But ABC delegate makes a threat. Everybody knows who that person is. And you think that's going to help them support Trump? Okay, if there's allegations here, bring it to light and let's have prosecutions. Politico's making a very, very charged statement here. But unless they're ready to back it up by fact, here's the delegate, my name, here's the death threat made, here's the proof the death threat was made, here's the proof that it was a Trump supporter, they're walking on very thin ice. I think Trump should sue their socks off until the cows come home. I'm telling you. And if Trump doesn't stand up on these issues, Kurt, like I wrote in my open letter to Donald Trump, he will lose over this. Delegates face death threats from Trump supporters. Delegates, you tell me who the individual was that made the death threat against you. You give your name, your position, your delegate status, whatever, and then you tell me who made the death threat. And you know what? That information needs to be fed to the FBI, Kurt.
Well, there you go.
But what they're going to do is they're going to let Politico take it. You're going to have Ted Cruz running around sending me emails going, death threats everywhere. Oh, my gosh, everybody's calling to kill everybody. It's crazy. It's all Trump. Where's the proof? Where does the buck stop? Between allegations, suggestions, innuendo, manipulations, pretty soon you dig in, you'll have Ted Cruz backing away from all this going, well, I heard it at CNN kind of stuff. Now, I'm not defending Trump, Kurt, because I'm not a Trump supporter. What I'm defending is the truth here. Trump has complained of death threats as well. But he didn't blame it on Cruz, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
Now, how do you know it's not a Cruz supporter posing as a Trump supporter, Kurt?
Mm.
All I'm telling you is this stuff is bogus. It's irresponsible reporting. In my personal opinion, to which I'm entitled, bordering on criminal activity. Delegates face death threats from Trump supporters, huh? Politico. Politico's walking on thin ice, man. If it were me, I'd be suing their socks off, I'm telling you right now. Or they'd back down. If you don't believe me, I pushed Politico hard just the other day and got them to retract. Okay, I'm just telling you right now, this is bogus, Kurt. This is absolutely unacceptable.
It looks like, speaking of bogus, it looks like Phyllis Schlafly's in court, Sam. They call her, this is the WorldNet Daily piece. I'll send you the headline and the info, but the headline reads, Phyllis Schlafly in court to retain control of Eagle Forum. They say, subheadline, 91-year-old Iron Lady challenged by six board members. Jerome Corsi's the author. They say in a 3.5-hour hearing, punctuated by heavy rain, a hailstorm, and temporary loss of electricity, she fought, this is Phyllis Schlafly, fought to keep control of the organization she founded. Judge John B. Barbaras Jr., in the circuit court of the Third Judicial Circuit in Madison County, Illinois, is expected to announce a decision as early as today regarding a petition for a temporary restraining order made by six Eagle Forum board members who oppose Schlafly's leadership. That includes her daughter, I guess. The hearing took a political tone as attorneys from the Runnymede Law Group in St. Louis, Missouri, representing Schlafly, argued the six dissenting board members were attempting a coup in response to her endorsement of Donald Trump for the Republican nomination.
Now, let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Are these the violent people that all work for Trump or what? No, anyway, they're not, ladies and gentlemen.
They're interesting.
They're forcing a 90-year-old lady to go to court to defend her position as leader of her organization, which she's been at for literally longer than I've been alive. And now we want to talk about the violent Trump supporters. Are you kidding me? This is what I'm talking about, Kurt. How many of those are posing as Trump supporters?
I guess Ted Cruz has been using the phrase a choice, not an echo. And that was her book back in 1964. And she says that Trump is the choice, not Ted Cruz. Huh.
And Ted Cruz ought to be sued over using her title without proper attribution. Just saying. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational. And I don't know, some of these topics are too weighty for entertainment. But nevertheless, we stand for the principles that made America great. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. This nation shall endure. LibertyNewsRadio.com.